This is an iHeart podcast.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Monday, aren't you happy to be here? I am happy to be here on a Monday, and we have a gigantic, amazing show planned for you on a Monday. I don't have any idea how we're going to get to all of it, but we are going to do the best we can to chop away at some things. First, we are going to honor the fallen here in the very beginning of the show. That may be a little heavy, but we have an obligation to do that. You and I both do. We are going to talk about revival, Christian revival in the country. That Charlie Kirk Memorial was amazing for a variety of reasons. And why? What is the thing that makes us react that way versus how they react? We'll talk about it. We're going to talk about why the communists are very, very, very afraid. Gavin Newsom continues to lie. We're going to talk about why exactly ICE has such a recruitment boon going on. There's great things happening in the country, some bad things when it comes to legal immigration. We have Medal of Honor Monday coming up an hour from now and halfway through next hour. Of course, we have Haiti versus France in the second round of our crappiest country in the world. Before we get to anything else, though, we have always believed in honoring the fallen on this show. You honor people who give their life in service to this country or your state or your city, and not just in combat, in training. Military training is dangerous and has to be. Keep in mind, you have to have dangerous training in order to prepare yourself for dangerous combat. It has to be. You have to do things that risk life and limb, and sometimes life will be lost. And if you give your life in training for this country, you deserve the same honor and respect that we give to those who die on foreign soil, in foreign lands, in war. And the Night Stalkers are an amazing, amazing unit. I would highly recommend you go look into these ridiculously talented helicopter pilots. And they do dangerous things. Flying a helicopter in general can be very, very dangerous. Flying it in the conditions they have to fly theirs in can be extremely dangerous. Things go wrong. And they were with the 160th SOAR. This happened on September 17th, but just today we got the names, and I wanted to make sure we honored them. CW3 Andrew Coley, CW3 Andrew Krause, Sergeant Donovan Scott, Sergeant Jadalyn Good. It went down. They gave their lives for this country. Their families need our prayers, and they deserve the honor and respect. Rest in peace. All right. So I'm going to tell you something. I know life is busy, and I know we all have things we have to do and things we want to do. And I know on Sunday, yesterday, you had plenty of options. I know. Maybe your whole day was spent with church, your family, your friends. Maybe you had sports, your sports, youth sports. I mean, maybe. Maybe you spent the day watching football. Many people did. Watching baseball. And you didn't do anything wrong. I'm going to stress that. I'm not saying you really screwed up at all. But I'm going to tell you this. Please hear me on this. You need to watch that Charlie Kirk memorial. And you need to watch it because it is the most inspiring thing I have ever seen in my 44 years on this planet. Let me repeat that. The Charlie Kirk memorial from yesterday was the most inspiring thing I have ever seen in 44 years. I have never seen something that filled my heart with so much inspiration and joy and resolve. It was wonderful. It will make you feel so much better about life, about where we are as a country. It'll help heal the mourning, heal the wounds I know you still carry in the wake of that assassination. And we're going to talk about why we are. I did feel obligated, though, for those who didn't or won't, because many won't, to play some highlights. Erica Kirk, Charlie's widow, said this.
After Charlie's assassination, we didn't see violence. We didn't see rioting. We didn't see revolution. Instead, we saw what my husband always prayed he would see in this country. We saw revival.
We'll get to why. Because we did. And it's been pointed out many times. It's not like this is an original thought, but have you really dug into why? Why? Why is it when one of their heroes, makeshift heroes, dies, there's either nothing, no honors, no memorial, or there's widespread rioting and crime, and we just lost a 31-year-old husband, father, and critically important leader in our movement. Critically important leader. There was a memorial yesterday with no crime. I've talked to many people who were there. There wasn't even any litter. No one even took a water bottle and threw it on the ground. Why? In fact, if you watch any of it, if you listen to any of it, people were almost happy, joyful, laughing, singing together. Why the difference? We'll talk about that in a little bit. I want to continue on because this is an amazing moment, one that kind of took everybody's breath away. And I've talked to people who were there when Erica Kirk said this. There was a kind of a collective gasp of people who couldn't believe it.
On the cross, our Savior said, "Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do." That man, that young man, I forgive him. I forgive him because it was what Christ did and is what Charlie would do. The answer to hate is not hate. The answer we know from the gospel is love, and always love. Love for our enemies and love for those who persecute us.
How could she do that? How is that possible? She is a young woman who has to live the rest of her life on this earth now without the man she loved. Her children. They'll see all kinds of video, no doubt. They'll hear endless podcasts and public speaking audio from Charlie Kirk's activism and time on this earth. But her children will not grow up truly knowing their father because he's gone. And she knows all this, believe me. She's considered all this. And it was done by a demon with a hunting rifle who took that away from her and took it away from her children. How could she forgive like that? We are going to talk about it in a moment. Powerful, powerful. Go watch it. All right? Now, let me read you this before we go to break. Thank you for highly recommending Pure Talk. We just switched today, and I already love it. It makes me proud to support our veterans. Pure Talk supports veterans because it's run by a veteran. This is our problem. We've talked about it so much in this country that what we lack is patriotism in all our institutions. The love of country is gone. Oftentimes they hate it. And so when you find one that genuinely has a passion for this country, for our veterans, for America itself, man, if you need their services, that's where you take your money. That's where you take your business. Do you have a cell phone? Use Pure Talk. You don't have to buy a new phone, by the way. You can keep your phone. You keep your phone number, or they have brand new phones if you're in the market. You'll save money. But most importantly, you will stop sending money to companies who hate you and work against you and what you want. And you'll start sending less of it to a company that loves you, Pure Talk. Dial #250 on your cell phone and just say Jesse Kelly. That's it. They'll handle the rest. You can do it during the break. #250, say Jesse Kelly. We'll be back.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a fantastic Monday, only 45 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday. We are discussing, going to hit some highlights on the Charlie Kirk Memorial yesterday, and probably more importantly, or as important, we're going to discuss what's the reason for the difference? Why do we come together and sing and smile and laugh and celebrate versus the rioting versus the anger? We'll get into that. But right now, we're going to talk about this in a very, very frank way. How on earth can your husband be murdered on camera? You know what it means for you, your children, the rest of their lives. And you publicly forgive him?
On the cross, our Savior said, Father, forgive them, for they not know what they do. That man, that young man, I forgive him.
Amazing. Now, let me get something out of the way first for people who may be confused. Erica Kirk forgiving him is a personal decision she made for her soul, for herself, and for him, of course. It does not, I need to stress this for those confused, it does not equal a get out of jail or get out of the death penalty card. It does not equal that for the assassin. Not at all. Not even a little bit. Not even a tiny bit. Erica Kirk can forgive him. Let it go. Give it to God. And we, the United States of America, more specifically the state of Utah, can and should try him, convict him, and then line him up against the wall and shoot him as many times as possible until he's dead. Both those things, those are not opposite of each other. I will remind you, remember that story where Jesus is being crucified and the thief gives him a shout out, hey, Lord, you know, I love you, remember me. And Jesus said, hey, well, come on, you're going to come with me then. Paradise. Did he pull him down off the cross? Did he say, nope, that guy sat there and suffered and died. He got his punishment on this earth while being forgiven. All right, now, let's talk about some more things here. as we discuss forgiveness and the idea of it. Bitterness is one of those things that we are all prone to, myself included, but big time, myself included, especially when somebody has legitimately wronged you. You know, when we discuss things like bitterness in other people, we oftentimes discuss them as if, oh, it was a tiny slight and he won't let it go. Oh, it was a little thing. They didn't even mean it. Now she won't let it go. But you have been wronged in this life by people. Or if you haven't, you will be. They will do you wrong. They will. They will do you wrong. On purpose. It will happen to you in this life more than once. And in that moment, you can take that into your heart and it will consume you like poison. Bitterness is a poison, a deep poison that will make you ugly on the inside. And then eventually, I mean, look at The View. You'll be ugly on the outside. What, Chris? It will. Or you can do what Jesus did and forgive. It's up to you. But speaking of that, have you ever in your life heard American political leaders speak like this?
One of the things he wants us to take away from this, from all of this, is the following. His deep belief that we were all created, every single one of us, before the beginning of time, by the hands of the God of the universe, an all-powerful God, who loved us and created us for the purpose of living with him in eternity. But then sin entered the world and separated us from our Creator. And so God took on the form of a man and came down and lived among us. And he suffered like men. And he died like a man. But on the third day he rose unlike any mortal man. And to prove any doubters wrong, he ate with his disciples so they could see and they touched his wounds. He didn't rise as a ghost or as a spirit, but as flesh. And then he rose to the heaven, but he promised he would return. And he will. And when he returns, because he took on that death, because he carried that cross, we were freed from the sin that separated us from him. And when he returns, there will be a new heaven and a new earth, and we will all be together, and we are going to have a great reunion there again with Charlie and all the people we love. Thank you, and God bless you.
That's the Secretary of State. Have you ever... That's not a pastor. That's not Billy Graham. Have you ever heard America's political leaders speak boldly like that about Christ? Let me go ahead and spoil it for you. No, you haven't. And I know there have been plenty of Christian leaders. You've never heard that kind of speech, certainly not in recent years. So why? We'll talk about it in a moment. Before we talk about it, I want to talk to you about family and memories. It's, if we're being honest, it's on all of our minds more and more as we see the evil around us. As we see innocent people being harmed. It's human nature. You look at your wife a little different. Your husband a little different. Your parents a little different. Your kids a little different. And you think about it coming to an end. You do. I know you have. I have. It's heavy. It's extremely heavy.
It is as heavy as 10 boxes that you might be moving.
What, Chris? Legacy Box helps ensure the memories last forever. Forever. They do this by digitizing the hard copy pictures or home movies in your home. That picture of Dad, don't let it fade with a flood, with time. Make sure your great-great-great-grandkids get to look at it. Your baby album, your wedding album. Let Legacy Box digitize those memories for you. Keep those treasures forever. It's more important than your car. It's more important than gold. LegacyBox.com/Jesse is where you go. LegacyBox.com/Jesse. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly show. I almost forgot the name of the show. It's the Jesse Kelly Show, 1 hour away from our crappiest country in the world tournament, and it's going to be quite a square off. Haiti versus France. Oh my goodness.
It's the 2025 Crappiest Country in the World competition. Tonight's matchup is between Haiti and France. Brought to you by Trash Can Barbecue. Try our special sauce. Taste the flavor.
But back to what we were discussing. How do we have a 31-year-old murdered and 100,000 people fill up a stadium? The overflow, there was another stadium across the street, it filled up. And the numbers that came in that I've seen are 100 million people watched. But wait, there's more. 100 million people watched, and there was worship songs, which we'll get to in a moment. His wife, his widow, publicly forgives him. The Secretary of State is talking about the birth and resurrection of Jesus. The freaking vice president's talking about
it. The evil murderer who took Charlie from us expected us to have a funeral today, and instead, my friends, we have had a revival in celebration of Charlie Kirk and of his Lord Jesus Christ.
How does that happen? What accounts for that? Elon Musk and Donald Trump had a very, very public, very ugly falling out. I'm sure you've seen the pictures or video by now, or at least you've heard about it. Sitting with each other, shaking hands. Trump himself was asked about it afterwards, said, the audio is crap, so I'm not going to play it for you, but you could tell the smile on his face, said it was nice, told him he missed him. How can that happen in the wake of death? Why isn't everybody just crying and screaming? Why aren't we rioting? Well, first and foremost, it has always been this way when Christian martyrs die. When Christian martyrs die, I guess when Christians become martyrs and they die, it is always intended, for 2,000 years, it has been intended to stamp out Christianity, to intimidate others, and for 2,000 years, it has had the exact opposite effect. Why? There is something immensely powerful. There's something that brings joy and peace like you can't imagine. Serving something higher than yourself. The real true reason that we come together and we sing worship music and we celebrate and we cheer and we laugh and we hug after something so terrible is because we understand there is a God and that our true calling in this life is not our next meal, it's not our next dollar, it's not our bigger house or a swimming pool or a nice vacation, and all those things are great. It's not a brisket that I'll pay too much for and Chris will pay too little for. We understand that we serve God. And once you understand that you serve something higher, when someone dies in service to something higher, people will gather in a stadium in the wake of the worst thing imaginable, something you've been angry and sad about for 2 weeks now. They'll gather in a stadium and 100,000 people will join together, and it sounds like this.
So I throw
thank you.
That's the power of Jesus. That's what that is. You can kill anybody. We're flesh and blood. They can kill you. They can. They can kill me. I'm not bulletproof. They might. They might get us both. I don't know. They might kill 100 more of us. 1,000 more. They might kill 1,000,000 of us. They might. But you can't kill that. So many have tried. Demons have tried. Kings have tried. Other religions have tried. And yet, it's bigger and stronger than ever. That's the power that is well beyond you or well beyond me. And when people come together, it's because they don't serve and acknowledge only themselves. They are serving something greater, a power greater than us. That's the difference. When they riot and loot and murder, scream and gnash and do all these evil things, you know what it is? And I know it's a ton of things. It's funded and it's organized and it's a ton of things. But you know what it comes down to? Selfishness. You live for you and only you. You're all that matters. There's nothing else. There's no one else. I'm angry. I'm bitter. I want this. He has that. And it manifests itself in anger and bitterness, violence, hatred even for each other. I'm not asking you to show pity on communists, as you know I have none at all. But we should always keep this in mind. And I've told you this before. They hate themselves. Their entire life is filled with misery. And it comes out of them. That's why they're so prone to hurt other people. That's why even if they don't hurt other people, they'll cheer when others do. Celebrate it, justify it. It's all about me, how I feel. He sucks. They shouldn't have that. This is evil. All about me. There are endless terrible things happening in this country, I know. And endless terrible things that will come in the future. And as I've told you before, Charlie's not the last one. He's not the first one. He's the most famous, but there will be other martyrs and have been other martyrs. There will be. The demons are not tired. They have not given up. These things will happen, but they can't ever kill it. It can't be killed. It is bulletproof, bombproof, hateproof, and find out about it if you don't know. All right? Now, let's discuss the ugly side of this briefly, because I don't want to move on. I don't want to talk about this all day. I want to again encourage you, before we talk about the ugly side of this, go watch it. I know you probably don't have, it was like 6 hours. I know you probably don't have 6 hours, but watch a couple speeches. Listen to a couple songs. And I really want to encourage you, if you can, to watch it. Don't just listen. Look at the people, not just the famous ones, the politicians and everybody else. Watch the people there. And I hope you are proud to be part of that. I am. It made me proud. Now, we'll discuss the ugliness in a moment. Losing your dog's ugly. That's true. There are a few days as rough as the day you have to put them down. It sucks. American dogs live till about 10, and then they check out. But that's kind of weird, isn't it? Because it's not that way everywhere. Why 10? Well, that's about as much time as a dog can withstand never getting nutrition. And then 50% of dogs that live to 10 die of cancer after that. Did you know that? That's an amazing stat. They never get nutrition. Sprinkle Rough Greens on your dog's food. It is America's number one dog supplement, packed with vitamins and minerals and everything your dog needs to be healthier while he's alive and live longer. And yes, there's Meow Greens too. Your dog, your cat, they'll love it and they'll live. Get a free jumpstart trial bag, roughgreens.com, or call 214-ROUGH-DOG. Just make sure you use the promo code Jesse so you get that free bag. We'll be back.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a wonderful, fantastic Monday, 10 minutes away from Medal of Honor Monday, and then we'll move on. We have to talk about other things. We're going to discuss, well, why are they still talking about young white men and going after them? Why is Gavin Newsom lying? Why would New York even consider picking this commie freak? Are we going to be able to take George Soros down with RICO? Trump has some stern words for Pam Bondi. All that and so much more coming up on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. Now, I said we were going to talk about the ugly side of it, and we are. So let me introduce you to Chris. No, I'm kidding. What? Chris, sorry. So let's talk about the ugly side of it. Because this is not going to go away, remember. It's not going to stop. This is Ilhan Omar, member of Congress on CNN.
People found it jarring to hear such criticism of that in the immediate aftermath of
what I find jarring is that there are so many people willing to excuse the most reprehensible things that he said, that they agree with that, that they're willing to have monuments for him, that they want to create a day to honor him, and that they want to produce resolutions in the House of Congress honoring his life and legacy. It is one thing to care about his life, because obviously so many people loved him, including his children and wife. But I am not going to sit here and be judged for not wanting to honor any legacy this man has left behind. That should be in the dustbin of history, and we should hopefully move on and forget the hate that he spewed every single day.
I've got bad news for you, you ugly hag. We didn't move on. In fact, the views, they don't appear to be in the dustbin. I looked. The dustbin is empty. You know what's full? The churches, you demon. 20 to 25% increase in first-time church attendance since they fired a bullet into the neck of Charlie Kirk. And the demons are so mad.
Honestly hurts my heart is when I saw the no votes, there were only two Caucasians. For the most part, the only people that voted no were people of color, because the rhetoric that Charlie Kirk continuously put out there was rhetoric that specifically targeted people of color. And so it is unfortunate that even our colleagues could not see how harmful his rhetoric was specifically to us.
Like I said, the war continues. But take heart in this. Our side, because of their evil acts, our side got a lot of reinforcements. If we were standing across the battlefield from each other, it's like one of those scenes out of the movies Braveheart or something, where you look behind you and there's a whole supplemental army that's marching up to help yours. That's what just happened. Wonderful, wonderful moment. Jesse, the way things are going, there may very well come a day when the solemn moment occurs. Pause. Sorry, I don't want to speak over anybody's head. Sala, Lucius Cornelius Sala, is a name you should know, you should learn about it. But he was a Roman military officer, a Roman general, and eventually became the dictator in Rome. He was watching Rome go crazy in a bunch of ways he hated. He wasn't going to stand for it. So he marched an army in, conquered everything, and once he conquered everything, he began to slaughter en masse all of his political opponents and the people he said were responsible for the degradation of Rome, why it was no longer Rome. That was Sulla. Anyway, that's what this guy says. Where a leftist begs for mercy from an engaged conservative, saying, quote, "But Charlie Kirk said we needed to have civil dialogue. Won't you follow his wisdom?" And conservatives reply coldly, "Don't quote Charlie Kirk to men with guns." Do I want this? Absolutely not. But the anger that has been stirred is palpable, and I'm beginning to see a shift underneath that anger into something more calculated and more battle-hardened in many conservatives around me.
Do you see the beginnings of something similar in conservatives around you? Yes, there's no question about it. And it's a saying as old as time that you should desire peace but prepare for war. I want to stress again, get your butt into church and then go to the range that day. These people are evil. What drives them, I should say, is evil. It is dark, dark, evil, demonic forces. And they are going to keep killing us. They are going to keep attacking us. They will. We, yes, keep them in your prayers. And then learn how to keep them in your crosshairs if you are attacked. We need to be prepared to defend ourselves at all times. If you have been gun curious, well, time to drop the curiosity and go pick one up and learn about it. As I've said, start with a gun safety class. Start with some basics. If you're a woman and you're nervous, they have beginner classes, female classes. Start teaching your children about them. We have to act as if we are surrounded by people who want us dead. And you notice what they've been attacking? You notice? It's always a synagogue or a church or a Christian school. A synagogue, a church, or a Christian school. Why do you think that is? Because they're demonic. So we should be prepared to meet them. We don't have to shrivel up. We don't have to be afraid. But we do have to train. We do. Train your body. Train your mind. Learn how to use a weapon. I'm not asking you to go become a Green Beret. I'm not asking me of that. I can't. I am asking us all, a year from now, I mean, mark the date. What's the date today? September 22nd. A year from now, are you going to be better trained than you are today? Doesn't mean it has to be every day, every minute. Doesn't even mean it has to be every week, right? That's ideal. But do something to get yourself better and ready. And maybe make some financial preparations too, because we don't know what's coming. The yield on the dollar is a little concerning. Might be a good time. I've already told you about retirement, but might be a good time to get some physical gold or silver in your possession. A few coins. You don't have to go nuts. Now, you can go nuts. That's fine. A few coins. It's expensive. Some sort of hard value that can't be wiped out. It can't. It's not possible. The gold you get from Goldco will outlast America. It'll outlast your bloodline. You know that? That's powerful. That's lasting. Get a hold of Goldco and they'll handle it for you. And they make it easy. 855-817-GOLD. Or you can go to jessielikesgold.com. Let Goldco handle it for you. This is a basic part of preparation. 855-817-GOLD. Medal of Honor Monday. Next.
This is an iHeart podcast.